Lamed Amad Aleph, before the Shmuel the Levi, Kev Uboi Lenepak Leurcha, Havim Makadmi Umachli. Avua the Shmuel and Levi, when they had to go on a trip, so they would daven Shmone Esrei early, and Tosfos says that Rashi says, Kodom Amud HaShachar. Rashi that we have says, Kodom Hayom, which either Tosfos understood to be before Alos HaShachar, or he had a different girsa in Rashi. The Tosfos said that's impossible because you daven Shmone Esrei before Alos HaShachar, you're davening at night. So it must mean after Alos HaShachar, before Zman Kriya Shema. Zman Kriya Shema is Neitzachama, a little bit before Neitzachama, Mishiyakir, and this is earlier. This is Alos HaShachar, which is earlier than that. So it's not time for Kriya Shema yet, but you can daven Shmone Esrei. So they used to daven Shmone Esrei, the Chihavi Mati Zman, and then they would get on the road, and when the time for Kriya Shema came, they would read Kriya Shema. So they would say it out of order. They would say Shmone Esrei first, and then they'd say Kriya Shema. Keman, ki ha, hai, tana, the tanya. That goes like this, Brisa. Hishkim lotzis l'derech. Person gets up early in the morning, and he's going on a journey. Mevi'in lo shofar v'tokeya, lula v'minaneya. So they bring him a shofar to blow, or a lulav to wave, Megillah the Korebo, right? All these mitzvahs you can do already from Alos HaShachar. Shiagi is not Kriya Shema, but it's before the time that you can say Kriya Shema. And then they don't want to waste the time waiting around till they have, it's important that they had to get onto the road right away. So they're Mekayim these mitzvahs before they left, right away at Alos HaShachar. Shiagi is not Kriya Shema, when while they're traveling, time for Kriya Shema comes, they read Kriya Shema. Hishkim leishin b'karon obestina. Person had to get up early to go on a wagon journey or a boat journey. Mispalel, also he should daven Shmone Esrei, even though it's not time for Kriya Shema yet. It's Amud HaShachar. Shiagi azman Kriya Shema, when the time for Kriya Shema comes, while he's traveling, kore, then he reads Kriya Shema while he's traveling. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Benkach uBenkach, Kori Kriya Shema uMispalel, Kedei Shiyislo Gula Tefila. But Rav Shimon Elazar says he doesn't daven before he leaves, because then he wouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema before Tefila. And there's an Indian of being Masmet Gula LeTefila, to first say Kriya Shema, then the Brach of God Yisrael, which is Birchas Kriya Shema, and then say Shmone Esrei. So what does he do? He waits. And while he's traveling, he davens. So the question is, what's better? To daven while you travel, or to daven before you travel, but not to, what's it called, say, the order of Geula and then Tefila, but first have Tefila and then have Kriya Shema and Geula. The Micah Biflgate, what's the argument dependent on? Mar Sover Tefila Mu'umid Adif. One says that Tefila while you're standing, meaning while you're stationary, is better, right? Then Masmet Gula Tefila, so better to daven while you're stationary, even though you're going to change the order of Gula Tefila. Umar Sover Mismet Gula Tefila, and the other one holds it out. Better to daven traveling, as long as you can be Masmet Gula Tefila. That's preferable to daven stationary and changing the order. Mareimer Umar Zutra Havi Mekanti Beasora B'Shabse Dorigla Umatzlu V'Hoder Nafgal Pirka. Here's another situation. Let's see the Rashi first. Hoyu Mekadme, Kodim Hayom, before the day. So Tosfos said that means before Alos HaShachar, and he doesn't understand Rashi. And could mean Kodim Hayom means before Neitzachama, before the day really gets started with the sunrise. The Koron of Espina, Iko Bisusa de Maya. Right there, because you're going to be traveling, you're afraid of the water, whatever, and therefore it's better to daven beforehand stationary than to daven on the boat. Kore Kriya Shema, Yamtin Ashagi Zman Kriya Shema, Vikra Enavachar Kachispal. You should wait till Zman Kriya Shema, not wait to start traveling. That you can't hold up, right? The plane's leaving. So you wait with your davening till Zman Kriya Shema, and then you daven, and you do this all while you're traveling. It's better to daven stationary, because then you can have more kavanah. Used to daven before they went on the journey in their house, stationary. So in order they shouldn't have to daven while they're traveling. Okay, so what happened over here is the following. Rashi says, Shlifne Pesach Vatzeres Vesukkos. Here Rashi says that they had a Shabbos HaRegel, a special Shabbos before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. In other places, Rashi seems to say there was only two times a year they had a Shabbos HaRegel, before Pesach and Sukkos, not before Shavuos. Mareimar Be'iro, Fumarzut Re'iro. They used to do this in their own cities. Each one, Hoyu HaDarshanim, and each one in his city was the Rosh Hashiva. Mareimar in his city, Marzutra in his city. V'shachris hoyu ha'am holchum l'beis ha'medrash. They used to get up early in the morning and start the shiurim right away early in the morning. V'kshimagiyah z'man kriyashma. They would start the shiurim before z'man kriyashma. And when z'man kriyashma came, korin. Then they would stop in the middle of the shiur and they would say kriyashma and davim. V'adarshin doresh. The ha'am nishmotim l'spalim ish levadam. And then the shiur would go on, would continue, and people would daven in small groups, and then come back to the shiur. Therefore, they themselves didn't have time to daven, because everybody was davening while they were giving the shiur. So they used to get a minyan in their house before they went to the Beis Medrash, the Korin Kriyishma, Ubisbal, Bismichas Gulutvila, and they would daven Kriyishma and Shmon Esrei, and be some of the gula tefila, v'hadar nafki l'pirka v'darshin. Then they would go to the shir. U'matzli b'hadi tzibura l'barsina. We don't have that gear, so they daven with the tzibur. That's not the case, but that's not what happened. They davened before with a minion in their house, and then the tzibur davened in the middle of the shiurim. Okay, let's see right there. Rav Ashi, matzli b'hadi tzibura, b'yochid miyushok. Right, Rav Ashi did differently. Rav Ashi hoya Rosh Hashiva v'masa machsya, the Dorish. He was the Magid Shir. V'hu lo hoya mispal kol beis hamedrash. He didn't do like the other ones did. He didn't daven before he went to the Shir. Elik shmagia zman kriyashma lo chesh har beyachad l'maturgamen ha'omid l'fanav. When zman kriyashma came, so he would tell a tremendous amount of information to the maturgamen. And then the Maturgamon would give it over to the Tzibur. So while the Maturgamon was giving over all the information he gave him, he had time to daven. Uva'ocha Maturgamon, Mashmiya l'Rabim, Hu Kori Yishma, V'Sovei Gulut Tfilah, V'Sval Miyushim. And he would do it all sitting down. Shalohaya Rotsa Lotse, Shalohat Triyachas HaTzibur Lokum Yiponav. He didn't want the Tzibur to have to stand up for him. So he was sitting amongst the Talmidim, and while they were listening to the Shiur that the Maturgamon was giving, right, he would daven sitting down. Bahadit Tzibura, Rashi says, B'shosh HaTzibur Nishmatim Espalim. Bahadit Tzibura means, together with the rest of the Tzibur, that they would walk out in little groups and daven in their little groups. He didn't walk out because he didn't want to walk back in and everybody stand up for him, so he stayed where he was and davened sitting down. Or, Idabi, Bahadi Tzibura Kamoshu Yoshe Besocha Tzibur. Bahadi Tzibur doesn't mean he davened with the Tzibur. He davened while he was with the Tzibur, while he was sitting there. Kolomer Sheino Yotze. The Chihavi Osi Lebeise. Chozer Mispal Mu'umin Lechavin Eslima. And that was in order to be Sova Gul Letvila. He davened once. Then when he got home, he davened again because he davened sitting down. And we said if there's still time to daven, you have to daven standing up again. If you daven sitting down. So he wasn't sure if he was going to finish the shiur in time, and still there would be time to daven, right? So he davened sitting down just to be sure. And then, later on, when there was time to keep to daven, there was still zman tefila, he would daven again at home, standing up. Okay, that's what Rav Ashi did. Amrilei Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said to Rav Ashi, the lavid mar kimareimer umarzutra, why don't you do like mareimer umarzutra? Why don't you just get a minion in your house before you go to the shiur and daven like a bench, right? Why do you wait till the shiur is in the middle of the shiur and daven like that, sitting down, and then at this time you're going to have to daven again standing up? Why don't you do like a mareimer umarzutra? Amar lahu tricholi milsa. It's a bother, right? To come to the shiur late, because if I get a minion in my house from the time that we have to daven or whatever, I'm going to, what's it called, it's going to be a tircha to get to the Beis Medrash on time. Rashi, tricha li milsa la'acher Beis HaMedrash ad shespal. To push off the shiur till I daven, that's not, it's too much of a bother. Beloved Mark, Avuah the Shmuel the Levi. Why don't you do like Avuah the Shmuel did in Levi? What did they do? They davened, before they went on the journey, right? And then when time came for Kriyishma, they said Kriyishma. They did it out of order, not so Megul Tzvila. I never saw Rabbanim who were older than me do such a thing, that they weren't some Gul Tfila, that they davened first Shmona Esrei and then Kriyishma later on. That I never saw. And if he did that, he wouldn't have to be Ma'acher. He wouldn't have to daven all Birchas Kriyishma, whatever, just Shmona Esrei itself. Then he wouldn't have been late, pushed off the shear. Rashi. You'll also benefit. First of all, you won't have to daven Kriyishma and the brachas, so you won't be pushing off this year. And secondly, you won't have to daven twice. Right? That if there's time left, you won't have to daven standing up, because here, the first one, you daven sitting down. You're not going to be so Megula Tvila. Since you're davening Shmona Esrei in a time you couldn't say Kriyishma, so that's fine. Later on, when the time comes for Kriyishma, so you say Kriyishma. Luchazim elu rabbonim kshisha minan da'avdi hochi. I didn't see rabbonim older than me do such a thing. Shiagdimu tfilo the Kriyishma. Hilkach kivin demantin mitfilo adzman Kriyishma mitzvah lismov tfilo achar gula. Since I didn't see that they daven Shmona Esrei before Zman Kriyishma and weren't masma gula tfilo, therefore I'm going to wait till Zman Kriyishma to daven. And then it's a mitzvah to be so Megula Tvila. Lefichach mispal miyusha bin kombo. Therefore, I don't want to wait till Zman Kriyishma and come late to the shir. So I go to the shir first, and when time comes for Kriyishma, in the middle of the shir, I give enough information to the Meturgamah, and while he is giving over what I told him, I sit there, say Kriyishma, daven Shmona Esrei sitting down, in order not to have to walk out, what's it called, or stand up there and make people stand up for me. And then if I get home and there's still time between the shir and the end of Zman Tfila, then I daven again standing up. If there's not time, then I was Yotze with the Tfila that I said Miyusha. Right? The reason he did both is because he was afraid there wouldn't be time. Okay. So now let's see what the halacha is here. Tosfos brings down the Bahag, who paskins like Rav Shimon Elazar, that it's better to daven traveling, but to daven geula l'tfila, than to daven stationary and change the order. And the Ra'or and the Rosh also paskin like that. Rabbeinu Chanan, Tosfos brings down, paskins like Avuah de Shmuel, that it's better to daven stationary, even if you're not changing the order of the geula l'tfila. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch also paskin like that. Right? The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch paskin, we'll see that we don't do that. That if you, what's it called, they're traveling and you have to leave before Zman Kriyishma, you should daven Shmona Esrei before you leave, so you don't have to daven traveling, and then you should say Kriyishma when Zman Kriyishma comes, even though you're not going to be so Gula Tevila. The Rach, who passes like Avuah de Shmuel and Levi, what does he do with the fact that the Gemara says that Rav Ashi said, I never saw Rabbanim do like that, right? Sounds like he holds that the halach is not like that. So they say that, what's it called? It doesn't mean that he saw them do differently. The Dafkanah. He said, I never saw it, right? So Lo Ra'inu was no Rai. The fact that he never saw anybody do it doesn't mean that they had a reason to do it and the Dafka didn't do it. It means that never their situation never came up for them. Right, but since he never saw anybody but Poel do it, so he was machmer himself not to change Gula, the order of Gula Litzvila, in order to daven stationary. But not that he held that he saw that they paskin differently. The Mogen Avraham, the Maisa says, if that's the halacha, then why doesn't anybody do it? We never see people going on trips that they say Shmona Esrei, and then they, what's it called, they're not knowing like that. And he says the reason is, because this whole reason is they should be able to daven when you're stationary, you should have more kavana. But today, nobody has kavana anyway. Whether they're stationary, they're traveling, they have the same kavana anyway, so therefore it's better to be so Megula Tefila. The Taf HaChaim says that where there's a machlokas haposkim, and it's clear what the Bali HaKabbalah hold, then we paskin like the Bali Kabbalah, and even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins, in this case, one way, but the Bali Kabbalah hold clearly the other way, and therefore we follow the Bali Kabbalah, the Arizal, who says that you have to be so Megula Tefila. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. Okay, let's go on. Rav Elezer ben Azaria omer, ein tchilas hamusofin ela bechever ir. V'chachomim romim bechever ir u shalom bechever ir. Rav Yehuda omer mishmo, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Elezer ben Azaria, kol makom sheyesh sham chever ir yochid potter mitchilas hamusofin. He said a little differently than the Tanakhama. He said wherever there's a chever ir, then an individual is potter from musaf. Okay, Rashi. Ein tchilas hamusofin ela bechever ir, lo tiknua ela betzibur. Chever ir, chabura sa'ir, avaloli yochid. Chever ir means an atzibur. Chabura sa'ir. Chabura in the city, which is a tzibur, that's, musaf was only made for a tzibur. If you're not davening with tzibur, you don't daven musaf. Mishmo shalom elazim azaya, and the what chachamim say now, musaf is tzibur, not a tzibur. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, where there's a chever ir, then what's it called? You daven. When there's no chever ir, yochid doesn't daven. Well, if the chever ir, yochid doesn't daven, right? And Lechori is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. That's what the Gemara is going to ask. Well, the Gemara Parach, I know Tanakhama, leave the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What's the difference between the Tanakhama according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Okay, the Rambam has a different shot, chever ir. Rambam says chever ir or chaver ir means where there's a Talmud Chacham who everybody gathers around him. So it means basically the same thing, a tzibur. But the question is, why does it mean tzibur? Does it mean tzibur because chever means chabura, or chever means chaver, and he is the one who is the focal point of the tzibur gather around him? Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakamu, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's the same thing that Tanakamu said. It's the same thing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Chorus said in the beginning of the Mishnah, which is somebody else in his name, obviously. He could be now Yochid Shelo Bechever here. The difference between them is, what does a Yochid do when there's no Tzibur? Everybody agrees that there's a Tzibur, right? The Yochid doesn't have to daven. It's the Chiyuv of the Tzibur. But what happens when there's, what's it called, where there is no Tzibur? What does a Yochid do? Tanakhama Sover Potter. Tanakhama held that the Takana of Musa was only for a tzibur. And if there's no tzibur, then the Yochid doesn't have a mechlat. Rabbi Yehuda Sover Chai. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if he's with tzibur, he doesn't have to daven. Just it's a tefillah of the tzibur, then the shliach tzibur is motzi'im. Hashem Kain, if there is no tzibur, then the Yochid has to daven too. Omer Rav Huda Bar Chinano, Omer Rav Chia Bar Rav, Halacha Krab Yehuda, Shomer Shum Rav Lozim Azariah. This is the gears that we have in the Gemara. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omer Rav Chiya bar Avin, Shaper Kamras, right? You said good. Omer Shmuel, Miyomai lo matzlino tzlusa de musaf and biyachid. I never davened, what's it called, the tefila of musaf alone. In Nahardah. Right? I never davened the tefila of musaf alone in Nahardah, because there always was a minion. Right? And because there always was a minion, I was Yotze with the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. Levar me'ahu yuma de'asa pulmusa de'malka le'masa. The one day that an army came to the city, v'atridu rabbanan v'lotzalu. And there wasn't a minyan in shul. Everybody was busy because of taking care of the army. V'tzali li b'yachid, and I daven by myself. V'havi yachid shlo b'chever ir. Then I was a yachid when there was no tzibur. So you see that what's it called, the halacha is that even a yachid davens where there is no tzibur. Yosef Rabbi Hanina Korah, Kamed Rabbi Yanai. Rashi in another place says that Korah, in the Shita Megometzes brings down Subas, Rabbi Hanina Korah was a baki in Mikros. That's why he was called Korah. He was a Chumash man. He knew Chumash well. So he used to learn psukim. Others say Kara means he used to sell beams for roofing. So he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yanai, the Yossi, the Kamar, Alocha, Rabbi Yehuda, Shomer, Shum, Relozim, and Azariah. And he said, Taka, the Alocha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said the name of Relozim, and Azariah, meaning that if you're B'tzibur, you don't have to daven your own Musaf. You Yotze with Tfilas HaTzibur. And not every Yochid has to daven Musaf. Where there is no Tzibur, then every Yochid has to daven Musaf. Omer Lei, Pok, Kroach, Kroach, Lebra. Go say your psukim outside, right? You're not a posek, right? Go read your psukim outside. The halacha is not like that. The ain halacha krabi huda. Shomer shomer loves and azari, right? The other shot is go put your beams outside. The beams that are outside the roof have no use. It's only the beams on the roof that have a use. So he told him, go put your beams outside. As much use as that is the halacha that you said is not true. Om Rav Yochanan, Anira Isi, as Rav Yanai, Ditzali, Vahadr Tzali. I saw a Rav Yochanan who davened and then davened again. And so obviously he was davening Shachris, then he davened Musaf, so my Rosh Chodesh, or Kolomoid, or whatever, whenever there's a Musaf. I saw him daven twice. So obviously he held that you have to daven Musaf. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiel of Zeir of Adilma Mikor lo Kivin Daite lo Vesov Kivin Daite. Well, maybe the first time he davened without Kavona, therefore he had to daven again. Omer le Chozi Man Gavra Rabbi de Kamasi de Lai. No, somebody is saying in Edis over here, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who is saying that I saw him daven twice. He obviously was Medayik to know that he davened Shachris and Musaf. He looked to see what he was davening or heard what he was davening, and he knew that he didn't make a mistake or wasn't mechav and he was just stopped davening the same chakras again. So it's clear that you have to daven Musaf even if the tzibur is not, if you're mechever here. Rashi. Yochid shalom mechever here. Yochid hador be'ir. She'ein sham asara. Person lives in a city and there's no minyan. The Tanakama, Libid Rabbelezer, the Omer Lotiknue Bel Asor, Yochid Zapot. According to the Tanakama, the whole Takana of Musa was only with a minion. But if there's no minion, there's no Musa. And therefore, if you're a Yochid and you have no minion, you don't have Musa. Musa is a tefillah that you only have in Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Yochid Potter, El Bamakam Asor, Shishli of Tzibur Potter. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no. If there's a minion, then each yochid doesn't have to daven. The Shliach Tzibur davens and that's it. But if there's no minyan, then every yochid has to daven. That's what, and the Chachamim hold that bein kach uvein kach, a yochid has to daven. Most of it's like every other tefillah. Okay. We'll see in a few seconds when we pass away. V'nardo l'fishyeshom tzibur v'shliach potrani. In Nardo, I never used to daven Musaf because the Shliach Tzibur was motzi me, because I held that, that where there's a minyan, a yochid doesn't have to daven. Pulmusa chel, army. The tzali v'hadr tzali, v'lomalei beis tefilos, where he davened twice, ela achasol shachris, v'achasol musafet. He davened shachris, v'mishma mino, lest lei grub lezer mazariah. We don't pass like grub lezer mazariah at all. We pass like the chachamim, that every yachid, even if there's a tzibur, has to daven. So Mar says, v'dilma mikar lo kivin daite. No, maybe he didn't daven shachris and musafet. Maybe he davened shachris twice. V'tarvai is shachris. Man gavarava can become masidole. Rabbi Yochanan shehid aladover yofed dictek shemishvil tefilas hamusaf in hoysa. Rabbi Yochanan, who reported this to bring a raya that you daven musaf even if there's a tzibur, right, was medayik to see what he was davening the second davening. Okay. Let's see what this here. We said that. There's two pshatim so far, chever ear. One pshat, Rashi says, means a tzibur, chabura sa'ir. The rabbin says it's a talmud chacham who the community unites around. That's called chever ear. It's also a tzibur. And the Tosis Rin says that it's a shliach tzibur. Chever ear is a shliach tzibur. He's the chever ear. And he's mispal chazor sashatz, right? He's motzi all the yechidim in tefilas musaf. They don't have to daven their own davening. why is Musaf different than other tefillahs? Why is there at least a shita that holds that if you daven the Musaf or only the minyan, if you daven a minyan or only the minyan, is there an inyan of Musaf? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that since Musaf has no shevach and it wasn't niskan, keneged a tefillah of shevach, right? It only has shevach. It wasn't niskan keneged a tefillah of tachanunim. Like Shachris on Shabbos and Yontif or whatever, is in place of a tefillah that you usually ask for your tzrachim. So even though it's only also Sheva, still, it's taking the place of a tefillah that's a normal tefillah. But Musaf is not connected a tefillah that would normally be Tachanunim, and it itself doesn't have Tachanunim, and therefore, they never will misaken that every individual has to say it. It's only a tefillah of Sheva. The Rav Yoh says that Musaf wasn't Niskan al Yedei HaAvos. Right? The Avos are Masak and Shachris, Mincha and Mar. It's only connected to Karbonos. This is the way the Meiri explains the Rav Yoh. And therefore, by Karbonos, every individual did bring a Karbon Tzibur. The Tzibur brought a Karbon Tzibur. So Musaf is only connected to Karbonos, and the Avos weren't Masak in it, and the Avos were Yechidim. So where the Avos were Mesakim Tefillah, even though they also did a Keneged Korbanos every Yochid Asadat. But where the Avos didn't were Mesakim, only Keneged Korbanos, then a Yochid doesn't have to daven, only the Tzibur davens. The Meiri says a third reason. He says people were not Bekim. Musaf didn't come that often. People didn't know how to say it. So the Rabbanim weren't Matriach them to learn Musaf, and they said if there's a minion, it could be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Okay. The Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Bahag, the Ritva, all paskin like the Chachamim, and they have a gears like Tosus brings down here. Ain halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda, the Omer Mishum Rebbe Lozim and Azariah, not halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda, right? And therefore the halacha is like the Chachamim. And therefore makes no difference. Tzibur, Yochid, Musaf is just like every other tefillah. Their Meiri brings down a Yesh Omrim, and the Radvaz holds like that. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And that's like the Girsa we have in the Gemara, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, who said the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, let's go on. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, Achol gav da havelu tleser be'kinishta b'tveria, lo matzi ala b'ni amuda, heichid avi garsi. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, they davened in the Beis Medrash, where they learned. Rav Yitzhak, we had this before. Rav Yitzhak bar Avdini Mishum Rabbeinu Omar, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda Shomer Mishum Rav Lozim Azariah, Rav Chia Rabba, what's it called? So here again we have Rav Yitzhak bar Avdini said the name of Mishum Rabbeinu, that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, who said the name of Rav Lozim and Azariah. Rav Chia bar Abba, Tzali v'Hadar Tzali. And Rav Chia bar Abba, no, he used to daven his own Musaf. So daven shachris and then musaf. Omer the Rebzeir, my tamid ovid mar hachi. Why are you doing that? Why are you davening musaf? Why aren't you yodzei with the shliach tzibur? Ilei mishum below kivin mar daite. Right? If it's because you didn't have kavana the first time, so you're not really davening musaf. You're davening shachris again. Right? Omer Rebelozer laolam yomu the adam esatzim and yochol lechavin esliba yispal vimlava yispal. Why are you doing such a thing? How are you davening without kavana? Right, you're supposed to gauge yourself and see if you can daven with kavanah and then daven. If you can't daven with kavanah, you shouldn't have daven. So I can't believe that you didn't gauge yourself first and you daven without kavanah and have to daven another shmona esrei right now. Ela d'lo itkar mar d'reish yarecha. You didn't, what's it called, mention Rosh Chodesh. V'atanya tov lo hiskar shol Rosh Chodesh ba'ar v'sei machzir. And also, if they shiyocha la'omra b'shachris. If it's mariv, then you, what's it called, don't make him say Shmoneh Esrei again, because you could say it in Shachris. B'Shachris, ain't Machzir no Sov, Nei Shiyoch Alom Rebbe Musafin. Shachris, you don't make him say it again, because he could say it in Musaf. B'Musafin, ain't Machzir no Sov, Nei Shiyoch Alom Rebbe Mincha. If he forgot it in Musaf, he could say it in Mincha. So why are you going back to say Shmoneh Esrei again, just because you forgot Yalav Yavav? You don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again if you forgot Yalav Yavav. See, let's take a look what's going on over here. As we said before, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again, even in Marib, if you forgot Yalav Yavam. Omer Lei, Lad Itmar Alom, Rabbi Yochanan, B'tzibur Shanu. That halacha, that you don't go back, is only B'tzibur. We'll see what that means. Okay, but here, I'm not davening B'tzibur, I'm davening B'yochid, therefore I had to daven again. I think I forgot Yalav Yavo, and I had to daven again. Okay. Mishum Rabbeinu Rav. Rabbeinu over here is Rav. B'tzibur Shalu, the Ein Machzirin, Mishum Deshomer Lemishatz. The Ikam Niktzas Haskorah. Ava B'yachid Tzorech Lazar. U'mahad Meforesh Lo B'shatz. Mishum Tircha the Tzibur Ava Yachid Hadar. So Rashi brings down two Shatim over here. What's it called? What B'tzibur Shalu means. When don't you have to say Yalav Yavo again? The first Shat was, the way we have the Gears in the Gemara, that since there's another tefillah coming, if you forgot Yalav Yavo, there's another tefillah that, what's it called, that you're going to hear Yalav Yavo, or you're going to say Yalav Yavo in the next tefillah, so at least you mention Rosh Chodesh sometime, and Rosh Chodesh is good enough. Okay? There's a girsa that doesn't have all the davenings except one, Shachris and Musaf. If you forgot a Yalav Yavo and Shachris, since you're going to daven Musaf right away afterwards, and Musaf is the ikr, remembrance of Rosh Chodesh, the special tefillah for Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, or whatever, then you, what's it called, you don't have to say Yalav Yavo again. Only in Shachris, since you're going to hear Musaf right away. You're going to daven Musaf right away. But all the other tefillahs, since they're not connected to each other, they're not one after the other, and also it's not the ikr of that day, then you have to say Yalav Yavo again. That's Rashi's first pshat. And then the pshat he says in the name of the Bahag is that it's talking about the Shliach Tzibur himself who forgot Yalav Yavo. The Shliach Tzibur forgot Yalav Yavo. It's a Tircha de Tzibura for him to have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So if a Shliach Tzibur forgot Yalav Yavo, he doesn't have to say Shmon Esrei again. Right? So then what does it say over here? The reason is because you could say it in the next tefillah. Right? He's going to say it in the next tefillah. He'll say it because of Tircha de Tzibura. But the idea is if there wouldn't be another tefillah to say Yalav Yavo in, right, then they wouldn't have been choshish for Tircha de Tzibura. But since anyway they're going to say it in another tefillah, right, and the Shliach Tzibur is what's it called, Tircha de Tzibura, the Mela, they weren't matriachim to say it again. Okay. So here, let's see what there is here. So Rashi says the ikar thing over here is not that you're going to daven it in the next tefillah, but you're going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, meaning Yochid, who forgot Yalav Yavo, right, since anyway he himself is going to daven it in the next tefillah. So it's enough just to be here from the Shliach Tzibur, to hear every word from the Shliach Tzibur, and be yotzei with Yalav Yavo from the Shliach Tzibur. The Bahag holds that it's talking where the Shatz is davening. And the Rambam and also the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch also say like that. However, everybody holds that if the Shatz remembered before he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he just goes back to Ritzei. That's not a Tircha de Tzibura. But it's a Tircha de Tzibura to have to say a whole Shmoneh Esrei again if he forgot it completely. Then what's it called? He doesn't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again because he's going to, what's it called? Anyway, Davin Musaf, that's enough. And according to that gear, so it's only between Shachris and Musaf, not if he forgot it in Musaf, that he's going to have to say the Shmoneh Esrei again. That's the Girsa of the Rith and the Rosh, only Shachris to Musaf. Okay. Shabbos and Yontif. The Smag and the Beis Yosef said, according to the Bahag, the whole thing is Tircha de Tzibura, right? What's Tircha de Tzibura? That the people have to go to work. If you make the Shliach Tzibur say a whole extra, what's it called, Shmoneh Esrei, it's Tircha de Tzibura. People are going to miss their work. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no work. On Rosh Chodesh, there's work. Even Chol HaMoed, people can do some work. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no work. Therefore, if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has to say Shmoneh Esrei again. The Smak and the Ramah say Tircha Tzibur has nothing to do with work. It's not. People don't like to have to stay in shul too long. And if the Shliach Tzibur has to say another Shmoneh Esrei, that's called Tircha Tzibur. So there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and anything else according to them, Smak. Okay, and the Ramah. Okay, let's go on. Eric. Kama Yisha, Bein Tefillah to Tefillah, how much do you have to wait if you have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis? So Rashi says, Bein Tefillah to Tefillah, Mishyesh Olav Lazo L'Spalo. Person made a mistake, he has to daven again. How much do you have to wait between the Tefillah that you finish now, and then you realize that you forgot something that you have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again, and starting the next Shmoneh Esrei? Oh, Mishum Detah, Oh, Mishum Musafim. Or you're going to daven Shachris and immediately Musaf. Right? How long do you have to wait between the two Shmoneh Esreis? Kama Yisha Bein Zu L'Zu. Others say it's talking we have to daven a tefillas tashlumim. So you have to daven two tefillas, mamash, right next to each other. So how much you have to wait between them? And some say that it's only by a tefillas tashlumim, because then you're davening two bona fide Shmoneh Esreis. But if you made a mistake, the first one's not a Shmoneh Esrei, right? It's like you didn't daven. So you're only davening one Shmoneh Esrei. So you don't have to wait anything between them. And like we said, the big shaila, whether if you forgot something, is a pshat you didn't daven. Or no, you daven, but you missed that thing that you forgot. The only way you can make it up is by saying another Shmoneh Esrei. So if it's considered like you didn't daven at all, so there's no Shmoneh Esrei and another Shmoneh Esrei, that's only by Tashlumin, could there be two Shmoneh Esreis, or Shachris and Musaf. But where you made a mistake, right, there's no Shmoneh Esrei. So, it is considered like you daven. Now you have to daven again to make up the thing you missed. So there's two davenings. One davening without the thing you missed, one davening with the thing you missed, then you have to separate between the two davenings. In any case, so how long do you have to wait? Rav Hunda, Rav Chizda, Chad Omer Kadesha Tishchonein Daito Olav, the Chad Omer Kadesha Tishcholel Daito Olav. Rashi. Madi Omar Kadesha Tiskol, they died all of the sea Weshana Nelashem. Right? The Lashon of Techina, Veshana, Techolin. You should get your mind focused on the second thing. Okay? In other words, enough time to get your mind off the first tefillah and to focus on the second one. Umandi Omar Ki Kadesha Tiskol died all of the sea Vayichal Moshe. Right, so there's two lashonos of tefillah. Vayichal is techolil, and Veshana is techolin. Rashi says, that you should focus your attention on davening the proper way with Lashon Techina. The same thing. They're only arguing in the Lashon, but it's the same idea. That you should focus your mind and daven properly the second one and get your mind off the first one. The Aruch says there's a difference between them. One is that it's talking about a Shlich Tzibur, basically, he says, that made a mistake. So one thing, he has to get away from the aim of the tzibur, that he's a little bit afraid and uncomfortable because the tzibur have tainas on him because he made a mistake. And the other one is that he has to ask mechila from the Ribono Shel Olam for making a mistake. So enough time to be able to get out of your mind the aim of tzibur, and enough time to be able to what's called ask the Ribono Shel mechila. Ask the Ribono Shel mechila takes more time than getting the aim of the tzibur off your head. In any case, Tosus says that it's, Tosus says that it's Kihiluf Dalet Amos. It's, what's it called, enough time to walk, Meforesh B'Yushalmi, the Hainu Kishiyilich Arba Amos. The amount of time it takes to walk 7.5 feet, a few seconds, I guess, or even less. And they say also that if you say a Pasuk, Ashrei, in between, even if it's less than that amount of time, that's also considered a hefsek between. Omer Avanan, Omer Rav, Tov lo hiskish or rosh chodesh arvis, ein masir nosov. If you forgot Yalav Yavo in Mariv, you don't have to go back. And this Gemara seems to be clear that the girsa before was not like we had it. That if you forgot it in Mariv, you don't have to go back as you say in Shachris and so on. Because here it says Beferish, you have to go back, right, except because it's Mariv. We'll see in 1 second why not. Why not? But not because you're going to daven shachris. Why the fisha ain't based in mekachin shachodesh el biyom? Because it was impossible that it should have been rosh chodesh in the time when they were mekachin shachodesh. Because based in is not mekachin shachodesh till the daytime. So at night they never knew if it was rosh chodesh or not. So therefore you don't have to say yalav biyovo again because ain't mekachin shachodesh el biyom. Omer ameimer mistavra milsa derab bechodesh molin. That's only on a chodesh molin when there's one day rosh chodesh. So they couldn't have made Rosh Chodesh, right, the next day, what's it called, until the daytime. Ava b'chodesh chaser, and a chodesh chaser, what's it called, machzir nosa. Then you do go back. Because there, what's it called, it's for sure Rosh Chodesh, the second day. Amar le'ravashi la'meimer michti, rav taimakomer, mali chaser, mali mole, eleloshnot. Makes no difference. Chodesh Mole, Chodesh Chaser, you never, what's it called, go back. We'll see in 1 second why. Chodesh Mole, Shachodesh She'ovar Mole. When the Chodesh before was a full month, then Osin Rosh Chodesh Beis Yomim. Right? When it's 30 days, you make Rosh Chodesh 2 days. Hilkach Yochol Omer Lamacher. So therefore, you could say it tomorrow. The next second day Rosh Chodesh. So if you miss it the first night, say it the next day. Because the second day Rosh Chodesh is more than the first day. So if you miss it the first night, you'll say it the second night. But when there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, then you have to go back. That's what he said. Michti time comer, shame the conscience of Chodesh Balayla. He said, no, the reason applies equally. Okay, so we made a mistake when we just explained it. Basically, what the Gemara says is, where there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that's when you don't have to go back. Because if you missed it on the first night, you'll make the same on the second night. But where there's one day Rosh Chodesh, it's either now or never, then you have to. So Mar says, no, the reason is because you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh Malayla. And that applies equally to the what's it called, when there's one day Rosh Chodesh or 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The Mefarshim, however, ask, here really is a machlokas, but most folks can hold, what's when there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, what about if you forgot Rosh Chodesh the second night? Lechora, then it's for sure Rosh Chodesh. That halacha of Ein Mekachin Shachodesh Belayla is when you need Kiddush Shachodesh. So the halacha is, if there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, right? This is the month before at 29 days. The next day is Rosh Chodesh. So until the Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh, it's not Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Din is only Mekadesh the Chodesh in the daytime. So at night, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet anyway. So if you forgot Yalav Yom, you don't have to go back. But if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that means the first day really wasn't Rosh Chodesh. They were waiting for Edim. They thought it was Rosh Chodesh and it wasn't. And the next day was Rosh Chodesh. The next day you don't need Kiddush Beis Din. It's automatically Rosh Chodesh. Kvar Kidshu Min HaShamayim. Right? So you don't need Kiddush HaChodesh. So then what's it called? Then it's automatically Rosh Chodesh right away from the beginning. So why don't you have to say Yalav Yom again? So the Rosh says, because night is not Shayach for Kiddush HaChodesh Bechalal. So even though it is Rosh Chodesh, but it's not choshev enough, right? The night of Rosh Chodesh is not choshev enough, so you can't be Mekadesh L'chodesh B'layla to say Yalav Yovo again. That's the Torah also, no Hashivas. The Ursameah says, I found the Tosus in Sanhedrin that brings down, he thinks of Rishalmi, that Min HaShamayim, the Mekadesh L'chodesh automatically, isn't until the next morning. At night also, even Min HaShamayim, not Mekadesh L'chodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh Min HaShamayim is only from the morning, retroactively. And therefore, what's it called, even if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, which means that it would have been in the time of the Beis Din, an automatic Rosh Chodesh, the second day, it doesn't become an automatic Rosh Chodesh till the next morning. The same, halacha applies at night.